All right, breaking news. The House of Representatives has officially voted to release the Epstein files in a 427-1 vote that is a massive blow to the political power of both MAGA Mike Johnson and Donald Trump, who spent months lobbying, not even lobbying, bullying, intimidating, threatening people who tried to vote for this release. Donald Trump has spent the past week calling Marjorie Taylor Greene, quote, Marjorie Traitor Greene, even though she was one of his most loyal soldiers. He is still trying to direct hate her way because she wanted transparency. Donald Trump has tried to levy primary challenges against any Republican who voted for transparency. So today is a massive win for the survivors, first and foremost, for anybody who has been affected by people in powerful positions who then threaten them, but mainly for Americans who want transparency as well. Many, many Americans just want transparency at the highest levels, and Donald Trump has been trying to prevent that. I also want to dig into Republicans not only defecting on this, but Republicans in other states across the country are defecting from Donald Trump. Senate Republicans in Indiana just gave Trump the middle finger and refused to redistrict the entire state. This was only a few days ago. A few days after, Republicans in the House of Representatives vote almost unanimously, except for Republican Clay Higgins from Los Angeles. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know why he was the only no vote. He cited the wording of the bill, but I don't know why he just didn't vote with everyone else. That's very weird. But here is the moment the votes happened.
The nays are 427. The nays are one. Two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Look at the dichotomy between who's cheering. You see a lot of Democrats over on the left cheering, while the Republicans on the right are rather hesitant to even engage. I mean, I do want to be fair. A few key Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Thomas Massey, they do deserve credit. Credit where credit is due. Them, Ro Khanna and Yasemin Ansari and a few other representatives really fought hard for this and led the way, and then everybody coalesced around them and agreed. And after that happened, Donald Trump followed. At the beginning of the video, I said Donald Trump and MAGA Mike Johnson are losing their, you could call it soft power, but I would say their hard power as well. The power that they hold, which is having a caucus that follows them and votes along with them. When Donald Trump spends months lobbying, when MAGA Mike Johnson refuses to even open the government or swear in Adelita Grijalva, and Republicans still go against their wishes, it shows that there is a current stronger than Donald Trump. There is a current stronger than MAGA Mike Johnson. Republicans in the state of Indiana said, F you, Donald Trump, we are not going to redistrict. I also want to point out that along with Donald Trump getting perhaps the worst news ever regarding the Epstein files, he also got the worst news ever as Texas, a federal judge said that Texas can no longer redistrict their state. Just remember, Governor Gavin Newsom democratically created 5 new seats in the state of California via a special election. So he has 5 new seats in a legal way. Now Texas's 5 new seats got struck down as illegal. So Donald Trump is losing any leverage he had. It's collapsing all at once as his midterm chances just faded away. Honestly, I kind of want Governor Newsom to still have his 5 new seats just to say F you to Donald Trump, because that means it backfired so hard that Republicans were going to go from having 5 new seats to then getting neutralized by California to then being negative 5 seats. So by the way, if you want Governor Newsom to still stick with it, drop a like on this video. But let's go through this, because I want to talk about how much Trump's world is collapsing. A federal court on Tuesday blocked Texas from using its newly drawn gerrymandered congressional map because they said it was likely unconstitutionally racist. Texas diluted the strength of minority voters, the court said, in redrawing congressional districts. A split federal judge panel ruled today, dampening Republican hopes to gain House seats in next year's midterm elections. They had to rig. They had to gerrymander out black Americans from voting in order to win the midterms, maybe because they're too busy covering up damn pedophilia. Now, maybe that's not entirely fair because 427-1 the vote was, but many of the Republicans weren't going to hop on until they saw the momentum. This says the maps that Texas initiated through a rare mid-decade redistricting were likely racially gerrymandered. You don't say. Two judges said in granting a preliminary injunction, quote, to be sure, politics played a role in drawing the map, but it was much more than just politics. Substantial evidence shows that Texas racially gerrymandered the 2025 map. This is insane. The court ordered next year's congressional elections to proceed under the map the state passed in 2021. The decision comes as Republicans cling to a narrow advantage in the House ahead of what's expected to be a grueling midterms. The ruling follows a trial in October. The plaintiffs, a coalition of minority and voter rights groups, said the maps unlawfully dismantle four minority opportunity districts. Texas said the map is strictly for political gain and that it was drawn blind to race, but the courts clearly disagrees. At the same time, we learn that the Indiana State Senate has voted against a special session, meaning the redistricting push in Indiana is dead because Republicans said, no, we're not going to do that. Look at the bad news gore for Trump today. Breaking, Indiana special session has voted against it. The redistricting push for Republicans is dead. Breaking, federal judges block Texas from using redrawn congressional maps that would boost the GOP. That hope is dead. The Epstein files are currently getting voted on, and it is worth pointing out Mark Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein's brother, said he heard speculation that the DOJ is going to try to wipe Trump from the Epstein files. We know that they tried to do that a few months ago in Winchester, Virginia, by redacting Trump's name in the files, but all of this goes to show that men in positions of power will go to no end to try to cover up what they've done. And every once in a while, I'm sure women do it too. I don't want to say, but just mainly men right now are covering up these crazy, devious sexual acts. And when it comes to MAGA Mike Johnson, it's worth pointing out that almost exactly a year ago, he was covering up the sexual misconduct of Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz had so much alleged sexual misconduct that he had to resign as a representative. Mike Johnson covered that up the entire time. And Mike Johnson is only elevated into higher and higher positions of power. It is absolutely disgusting. And we are going to work towards an America that is more equitable, that focuses more on human dignity, that focuses more on helping people than, I don't know, abusing power dynamics as we see in this current White House. So I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. And peace out.